Zimbabwe. Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk Women's Roundtable, we're looking at early child marriages in Zimbabwe and how rights groups are tackling this problem. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Pennsylvania is one of the handful of U.S. states that could determine the outcome of November's presidential election. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns looks at what Joe Biden and Donald Trump are doing to win there.
Pennsylvania is a large, politically divided state that could go either way in this election. Michael Sansis teaches political science at Pennsylvania's Temple University.
We went for Donald Trump in 2016. We went for Joe Biden in 2020. And at both times, there was a difference of, 40,000 votes or 80,000 votes in a state of, millions of people. So we're closely divided.
Sansis says Pennsylvania voters' top concerns in this election are the economy and immigration.
There's a lot of talk among Biden's folks trying to highlight the positives in the economy. It still doesn't seem to have really caught on with the general public, so they're still very concerned about the economy. People are concerned about immigration and the southern border, even though Pennsylvania is nowhere near the southern border.
Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania includes attacking Biden border policies and clean energy initiatives.
To think about what we have to go through and the things we put up with the border, with no energy independence, with all electric cars. Would everybody like to buy an electric car for the rest of your life?
Electric vehicles and Chinese imports are sensitive issues in a state where union voters are politically active and organized. Biden this month quadrupled import duties on Chinese electric vehicles, saying unfair competition is cheating U.S. workers.
I'm determined that the future of electric vehicles will be made in America by union workers, period.
Trump told Pennsylvania gun owners that Biden lacks the character to serve another 4 years.
Joe Biden is the worst and most incompetent and most corrupt president in the history of our country.
Biden grew up in the Pennsylvania city of Scranton and campaigns on those local working class roots, portraying Trump as someone who he says, quote, bows down to billionaires.
We all know guys like that growing up. My vision of America is one of hope and opportunity. The view from Scranton, working class Americans like you.
Biden running mate and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Pennsylvania this week, her fourth visit this year.
We believe in the promise of America, a promise of freedom, equity, opportunity, and justice, not just for some, but for all.
She said Pennsylvania voters should not be misled by Trump and his allies.
In this moment, extremists are trying to divide our nation. And we see them as they encourage xenophobia and hate.
Trump told Pennsylvanians that he'll regain America's standing.
We will restore American strength at home. We were respected 4 years ago all over the world. Today, we are considered a joke. It's not going to be for long.
Political polling by the Philadelphia Inquirer this month shows Biden and Trump in a statistical tie in Pennsylvania, with lower support for Biden among both young and non-white voters compared to 4 years ago. Both of those groups were central to Biden winning the state in 2020. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
the White House will roll out the red carpet for the first African leader to be hosted for a state visit since 2008. Kenyan President William Ruto will be honored with a state dinner, the White House says. Also on the table are Nairobi's aims to leverage Washington's legacy and influence after Kenya offered to send a peacekeeping force to Haiti. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House. Larry Lazo contributed to the report.
The White House gave VOA its three reasons for choosing Kenya's president to break the nearly 16-year drought during which no African leader has been honored with a state visit. These include the two governments' shared democratic convictions and their like-minded approach in leveraging the private sector. The primary reason, the administration's new top Africa policymaker told VOA, is Kenya's recent decision to assert itself globally by offering 1,000 security officers for Haiti.
We chose Kenya for a few reasons. Number one is the Kenya-U.S. partnership has really grown from a regionally focused one to a globally focused one. So we've been really pleased the way the Kenyans have stepped up to play leadership beyond their region.
Analysts say a state visit is a big deal.
It is the highest diplomatic honor that our president can bestow. It is typically an indicator of a very close and important bilateral relationship. And so elevating, Kenya to the level of, let's say, a Japan, which was the most recent country to have a state visit, I think is symbolic. And it's important for all the reasons that I just described, as far as Kenya being on a level that we would give it the same, privileges as one of our oldest and longest security partners.
Brown said the administration aims to use the visit to reach agreements in areas like technology, climate management, debt relief, and health. And on the Haiti security mission, Washington has signaled its approval with a $300 million pledge of support.
We've been working really closely with them. As you may know, there's been planning underway for a number of months. It's included policing experts from around the world working to develop a concept of operations. Kenya's not going it alone.
Kenyan President William Ruto, on his first stop in Atlanta, said he prioritized the need for American help in restructuring the debts of African nations, many of them to China, the world's largest creditor. But human rights advocates in Nairobi told VOA they hope American leadership will also raise concerns over abuses by Kenyan police, who are taking the lead in the Haiti mission. They also shared fears around proposed legislation they say threatens sexual minorities and a decline in media freedoms.
We, first of all, see this as a really excellent opportunity to focus on governance, human rights, and the rule of law for many reasons. Both the United States and Kenya are nations that have projected themselves as essentially, nations that believe in these values. And the state dinner is an opportunity really to focus on that.
All this drama playing on this stage on Thursday. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
In Zimbabwe, Armagated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe's leader Obed Masaraure's sentencing in a case in which he is accused of obstructing the course of justice has been postponed again by Harare magistrate Feresi Chakanyuka after hearing submissions from both the state and his attorneys. Masaraure, in a tweet 2 years ago, allegedly demanded the release of his colleague, Robson Chere, who was facing charges of murdering Roy Issa, a youth activist and member of ATUS, who died in a car accident in 2006. Masaraure's lawyer, Tapiwa Muchineripi of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, had this to say about what transpired in court today.
Basically, we appeared in court and we addressed the court in mitigation and in sentencing. The state then aggravated and placed on record circumstances which the state requires the court to consider in conjunction with the defense submissions. So the court has reserved its sentence for tomorrow at 9 a.m., the reason being that it requires time to consider both submissions by the defense and the state.
What were the major points from both the state and the U.S. counsel?
I wouldn't believe it to divulge, given the fact that the matter is still pending.
Okay.
If anything, we have to patiently wait for the court's assessment.
That was lawyer Tsapiwa Muchineripi representing Obed Masaraure, the leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. The state argues that Masaraure has a case to answer. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we're discussing early child marriages in Zimbabwe. According to UNICEF Zimbabwe, one woman out of three is married before reaching adulthood. UNICEF Zimbabwe says child marriages have a devastating impact on girls. It says child marriages often lead to school dropouts and improper growth of the girl child. The organization has launched a campaign to sensitize people about the impact of child marriages, calling for people to pledge to be role models in their communities in order to empower women and end child marriages. The country has also passed legislation which criminalizes child marriages. And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Mrs. Saline Ncube, the regional representative of Southern Africa for Equality Now. Welcome to the program, Sally.
Thank you, Marvelous. Good day, viewers.
We're excited to have you today because we want to really discuss the issue of early child marriages, and you have been working within the region. What are you seeing on the ground so far?
Thank you, Marvelous. You are coming with this forum right on time when the Southern Africa Parliamentary Forum Committee have just also deliberated with policymakers in Joburg at a committee session which was reviewing the state of adoption of the SADC model law on ending child marriage and protecting children that are already in marriage. So child marriage remains an urgent human rights issue globally in Southern Africa and in Zimbabwe. We still see that the current rate and pace in which the progress towards ending child marriage, there's no early marvelous, a child is a child. So internationally, a child marriage, which we are also calling rape, because there's no child that can consent to such kind of relationship. So the numbers are increasing. The situation is also dire. When we look into countries such as, in the Southern Africa region, we then see that we have 40% of children being married before they reach 18 years of age. We have Malawi and Mozambique is one of the 10 countries globally with high numbers. We also have Zambia and Madagascar being also the countries with high prevalence rates that are over 40%. We then see child marriage continuing with the deepening effects of climate change and shocks, where we have seen Malawi, Zambia, and Zimbabwe declaring a state of emergency due to droughts, and there have been floods, cyclones. So we have seen that it has created an environment where child marriages are at increase. So we then see that the practice of child marriage is also thriving because of harmful cultural practices, mm-hmm. The poverty levels, and just children not being able to understand their rights and the mechanisms in place for them to report and to be protected.
Amai Ngube, mombotaura nerurimi rwamai kuti imi semasangano anorwira kodzero adzimadzimai nevanhuwo zvavo. Zvii zvamuri kuita uyezve mungati chii chiri kunyanyokonzera kuti uwandu hwevana vari kurodzwa vasati vabva zera unyanyo wanda munyika?
Wazvita mavelasi takatarisa mapatsika nemagariro nezvitendero nekutarisa kuti vana vazhinji vari kurarama munzvimbo dzimwe dzine hondo dzinototi idzo dzimwe mhuri dzinotoona zvakakodzera kuti vatorodza vana vavo mukutarisira kuti vana ava ndokuti vachengeteke. Tinoonawo zvekare kuti kana vana vobvesera mhuri zhinji dzimwe dzinovhunduka kuti miri yevana yakukura. Saka dzimwe dzenguva vanobva vafunga kuti regai titomurodza achitoenda ikoko. Dzimwe mhuri nekuda kweurombo dzinenge dzakuonawo kuti regai tirodze vana tikwanise kuwana chouviri. Tikatarisa zvekare munyaya yemamiriro ekunze, kuri kuita mafashano emvura, kuri kuita nzara, uye zvimwe zviri kuitika munharaunda zviri kuita kuti urombo hudzikire. Tiri kubva taona kuti vana vari kuwanikwa vachirodzwa. Vana vari kuita zvepamuviri vachiri vadiki, vamwe vari kubva vatongoti kwaitikira pamuviri mwana ngaachirorwa ikoko. Uye vamwe vari kutongoti vana vakasaenda kuchikoro vachitongoona mwanasikana achitozvarwa, vari kubva vatoona ari iye kuti vakwanise kubuda muurombo kuti vawane raramo.
Saka imi sesangano munobatsira sei munyaya dzakadai? Muri kushanda here nehurumende nevamwe kuti nyaya iyi iwanikwe isingarambe ichitekeshera munyika?
Sangano ratinobata naro rinonzi Now, really past series, I know it's a matter of Pamwe, Nemasanga Nakash Mirari Ega, Nemapaze Urumende, Nevano Itanesim Temo, Putitisim Sekutar Sakutinika Edia Zimbabwe, Irim Katimenika Zakaita Jisungo Pasresi, Tikatarisa Jisungo, Shinunzma Sustainable Development Goals, the rate in number 5. Patageti Echitatu, Unonzitino Fanera Kupeza, Tika Nemagarirone, Jutende Rosses, Nita Putti, Kozerozeva Naskana Nemazimai, Zisayan Deka. Saka nyaya dzakaita seidzi dzekuti vana vasarodzwa tiri kuita mubatira pamwe kuti tizivise mitemo iripo, tidzidzise vanofanira kuita chouviri kuti mitemo ivepo, vana vanenge vawirwa nedambudziko iri kuti vachengeteke vabatsirike, uye kuti zvekare pave nekuita ongororo yekuti kunyaya dzinenge dziri kumatare pave nekuona kuti nyaya idzi dzakurumidza kuti dzigadziriswe. Saka kazhinji tinosibata tichiti zvekare kune dzimwe nyika tinotoparuzi vanenge vachiita mapaze hurumende akasiyana nemadare eparamende nevanoita nemadzimambo vanenge vachiitawo mubatira pamwe kuti nyaya idzi dzigadzirisike. Saka zvekare tinozochiita kuti vana vangewo vachiziva, nekuti kusaziva ndokuri kuita kuti dzimwe nguva kodzero dzavo dzityorwe. Saka tinoitawo urongwa hwekuti nevemuzvikoro vana vadzidziswe, vazive kodzero dzavo, vazive kuti kana dzambunyikidzwa vanoita sei, uye kuti kana vazonowo torwa kwaunenge vaenda, kana kuti paita kuti michato yacho iputsike kana dzimba idzi dzinenge dzaitika, vawanikwe zvikwanisiro zvekuita kuti upenyu hwavo huenderere mberi, vadzokere kuchikoro, vakwanise kuchengeta vana vanenge vabuda muwaniso dzinenge dzaitiwa idzi dzichimbundikidza kodzero dzavo.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line, Mrs. Ngube. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Makadim Koma Vision.
Dirnane Makadim.
Aiwatiri, wadi chukutana nemi murikupi mkoma?
Riku Deben.
Taurai Tinswi.
Taura apa nauye manga mchitaura nezvayo yekuti mazano zviri kuitika apa nauye vanasikana vanenge vari kukasika kuroorwa.
Ehe.
Nini ndine maonero ndinenge ndichiitawo yekuti maybe kumira kwezvinhu kwazvakaita munyika, kana vabereki havana simba rekurambidza mwana kuita zvinhu zvakaita seizvizvo. Nekuti sometimes vanhu vachitofarawo kuti tabatsirika nenhau yemamiriro akaita hurumende nekuuma kwakaita zvinhu munyika medu. But dei nyika yedu yange ine zvinhu zvinobatsira vanhu kuti vakwanise kubatsirikawo mukurarama, zvoita senge chikafu nechii zvinobatsirawo kuti vana vabereki varerukirwe. So vamwe vabereki vanenge vachitofarawo vachitongoti maybe tinenge tabatsirika mumakainda tafuka, maonere dzinenge dzichiita.
Saka imi munofunga kuti panofanira kuitwa sei kuti zvigadzirisike?
Inini sokufunga kwangu ndangofunga kuti kana vamiriri vatungamiriri venyika kana deva inzwavo kuchema kuneta vana veZimbabwe, maybe pamwe ndandokugadzirisika kuita, nekuti kana vatungamiriri vasina kubatsirawo, vasina kuzavokorwa ipapo, hapana pangu pasingakwanisa kuzvibatsira isisi toga takazvimirira seizvizvi, nekuti mabasa ake tikazvitarira hakuna. Chero vakanzi vapedza chikoro, vakanzi vadzidza, vadii, hapana futi kwekuenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mukoma Vision. Regai titore mumwe kola. Halo kola, mukoma Peter, makadii zvenyu? Aiwa, tiripo, taurai tinzwe. Muri kunzwa irimo mugango, tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yekurodzwa kwevana vasati vabva zera. Taurai henyu. I think we're having a problem there with our caller, Mr. Peter. I can't seem to hear him. But I'm coming back to you, Mrs. Ncube. Hello, Mrs. Sally Ncube, if you can hear
us. Yes, marvelous.
Yeah,
yes,
you heard there what our caller was saying. What's your view?
So the view is, as I have indicated earlier, there is still limited awareness on some of the drivers of child marriage. And there's limited understanding of the laws, policies in place, some of the commitments that the governments have made. Like I shared, there's the SADC model law on ending child marriages. Our country and the constitution also, you know, provide and make it illegal for children to be married. And there was a constitutional court ruling in 2016, which also prohibited child marriage. And last year, in 2022, the Marriage Act was also reformed to ensure that it's illegal, and there are also penalties and imprisonment that up to 5 years around those that, you know, that contravenes this provision. So I would say there is continuous need for us to ensure that the education curriculum provides for education. There's need for provision of comprehensive sexual education for adolescents and girls so that they are aware of their rights and they can access services, and that parents also are also educated on responsible parenting so that they also play their part and the communities at large also play their part.
We understand that Zimbabwe now criminalizes early child marriages. Is this helping at all?
So the start is when the law is in place, it creates a framework for rights to be protected and for the rights holders to assert and enjoy their rights. So it is helping in that it reduces the numbers. Where the gaps are emerging are around the support mechanisms that are required once the marriage have been nullified and when it is void. So there are still gaps that require us to strengthen the Zimbabwean social protection mechanism so that the custodianship around the children that come out of such arrangement, the parental support, the psychosocial support, and supporting the girls as they would return to school. So we then see that from the law is not on its own enough. There is also requirement of transforming social norms. There's also need for reducing stigma, because sometimes the communities affect children's confidence to build themselves up from the unfortunate circumstances of child marriage because of stigma and because there are lack of support mechanisms on how do they also carry on the role of the children if they are now new mothers and still be children and still also go to school and develop as they are required.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those that will have health implications, the health delivery system will also need to be readily equipped with the required so that children are supported all through the, you know, the required support mechanisms.
Mataura imi nyaya yekuti tsika nemagariro edu anofanira kurandudzwa. Munganyatsotsanangura iri papa takatarisa nyaya yekurodzwa kwevana vasati vabva zera.
Tikatarisa nyika yeZimbabwe ine tsika nemagariro dzakafanana nenyaya yetsika yechiramu kune nyaya yetsika yechimutsa mapfihwa chigadza mapfihwa dzinoita kuti vana varodzwe vasati vabvisira. Saka tsika nemagariro idzi dzaakutarisa kuti munguva ino mutemo pausingachabvumiri pakuda kutariswa dzimwe tsika dzekuti chero kuri kuripwa nengozi kwakutodiwa kuti pave nekutaurirana nevabati vetsika nemagariro kuti machinano chekuti vana varipiswe ngozi ngadziripiwe kuda nemombe kana nezvimwe zvinhu zvisinei nevana vadiki. Saka tikatarisa zvakadaro kune vamwe vanoti zvakamboitika kune vamwe vane mamwe vakasasangana nematambudziko akadaro. Tinoona kuti mazuva ano utano hwevana huri kukanganisika, pfungwa dzevana nevana vari kuzenge vazvarwa, nekuti patsika dzedu nemagariro kunobva kwaita nyaya yekuti kana vana vakaita vabereki vasati vaibva, pfungwa dzavo kukura kwavo uye zvavanokwanisa kuti vachengete vana vanokwanisa kunge vasina zvikwanisiro zvinodiwa. Saka zviri kuratidza kuti madzimambo ane chekuita, ende tinofara kuti dare redu reparamende remuZimbabwe rinopa zvekare kuti mune madzimambo aakuziva mutemo wekuti panoitika nyaya idzodzi havachadzibati, vaakudziendesa kumapurisa nekune zvematare edzimhosva.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line, Mrs. Ncube. I'm going now to switch over to our caller. Hello, caller, makadi mkoma Musi Rungiro.
Tiripo makadi yo tisemavi.
Ai watiri wadi truktora nemi muri kupi mkoma. Hey, endai pane network mbiji anatinyaso kunzwa emva mataura pfungwa dzenyu. Network yenyu mkoma, network yenyu yakati haina unyatso titsvikiti but taurai tinzwe.
Okay, anacho na problem yeyakurorwa vari vadikawo inyaya yenzara.
Okay, wo muri kuti inyaya yenzara.
Inyaya yenzara kuti vanatanga vachipa madhara mazimara anongokadana kari kadiki ende mwana haungarambe.
Saka poitwa sei apa?
Chekutanga nyika ngaita ngeyagadzigwawo.
Mkoma Musi, thank you. You seem to have very valid points, but your line is very bad, so I'm going to have to drop you. Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Musi, our caller, who is saying that according to him, it's poverty. He says, you know, some of these underage girls, they having no food on their tables, and then they see the older men who have money and are attracted to that. So he says things just need to be fixed in the country so that everybody, you know, has an equal opportunity. Over to you, Mrs. Ncube. You heard there what our caller was saying. What's your view? Is poverty playing a role in the increase in early child marriages?
Yes, it is. It's a contributing driver of child marriage. So I would say, as I have said, there's a state of emergency in terms of droughts. There are poverty levels that have widened and deepened because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and most economies have been struggling to recover from that. So I think as we look into the humanitarian response from different partners, whether it's development partners, government programs, bilateral agreements, and just how even regional bodies such as SADC and African Union and UN broadly think around poverty alleviation, it needs to also take a child-responsive approach to ensure that the drivers of child marriage are put to end, because we are realizing that the poverty is a really high driver of child marriage. And the solution to that is to ensure that there are sustainable mechanisms of rethinking poverty alleviation initiatives, so that they are not just keeping women and communities busy to put a meal on the table for the day, but it is sustainable to ensure that communities are empowered. And most of the communities are in rural areas, and there is climate change now. When we say we are agro-based, it means there is also need for a rethink of what kind of initiatives can be put in place to ensure that in the context of climate change and climate shocks, how can poverty alleviation be responsive to the realities?
Okay, thank you. Let me just take a caller quickly. Hello, Vamnyenyi, what are you writing?
Okay. Rambunzwa amuchitaura nyaya yekuti vana vanorodzwa vasati vabva zera.
Ehe, taurai tinzwi.
Zvirikuitika kunyaya yekuZimbabwe pavana vanorodzwa vasati vabva zera inyaya yekuti vana vari kushaiwa backup from parents plus nenhamo. Saka angasati amatuwa kuti ave nesaro dzekuza zvinhu zvakanaka nezvakaipa.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa Mava Matijgo, thank you so much to our caller Munyenyiwa. I'll come back to you. Sally, where can people follow your organization Equality Now as we wrap up?
Equality Now is on Facebook, it's on X, and also on our website. So you can connect with Equality Now and follow and be part of our Change Makers Network.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to just tell us what you're doing. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.